Okay, we're picking up the daily halacha. As we mentioned, we'll be beginning the halachas of the 3 weeks today. And I figured it's kedai to speak a little bit about Divrei Hakdama, just in terms of the period that we're going to be discussing. I guess it's actually more of a happy note. The pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Perek Samavav, Pasuk Yod, Simcho es Yishalayim v'gilu ba kol aveha, Sisu osa misos kol amisablim aleha. The pasuk says that everybody who should be happy and rejoicing in Yerushalayim. This is one of the happy things, that Yerushalayim is eventually going to be rebuilt, and you're going to be happy. Everybody who was misablim aleha, everybody who mourned Yerushalayim, is then going to rejoice in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara in Tainus Daf Lamed Beis tells us that everyone who is misablim on Yerushalayim is zoche v'roe b'simchasa. They're zoche, they're going to have the schus, the merit, and they're going to see the simcha of Yerushalayim. There are doxas over there. Kimosh Isim b'chorbana v'izaltim aleha, just like you saw the Churban HaBayis, so too Tismachu Bava, Tismachu Besofa, you're going to be Zocha to see the Binyan HaBayis and the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Zohar Kadosh tells us, Kol Tzafayach Nasu Kol Yachtov Yiraninu, that the people together are going to be happy. What is that? Kol Barnash De Bachi V'arim Kalei Churban De Beisei De Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anybody who cries, mourns over the Beis HaMikdash, Zochi L'maydechsiv Yachtov Yiraninu, is going to be Zocha to one day rejoice together in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara also, and in the Tosefta and the Tainus tells us, Osan Yam Asim Lios Yamim Tovim Israel. We know the famous Tosefta that tells us that Tzomer Shurivi Tzomer Chamishi Yilas Asan Simcha. The Chol, the Tosefta continues, Kol Misablin Amalam Hazes Meichim Imala Olam Haba. That if you're Zoche in this world, you are Misabel on it. So too, you will have the Simcha Olam Haba. Shenemar Simcha Shalaim Kol Bishamalei. The Gemara over there, the Tosefta over there, has the drasha that one day it will be a yontiv in Olam Haba for those who properly mourned the Beis HaMikdash. So the beautiful pshat, the drashas of the Chassam Sofer. He has a question on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Zoche v'roe b'nechemta, that the Lashon, b'simchasa, it's Rabbi Girsa, he had nechemta, but our Girsa in the Gemara, Zoche v'roe b'simchasa, that you are going to be Zoche, and you are going to be merit, and see the real building and the Simcha of Yerushalayim. So I'm so far as a question. It should be Kol HaMisabel al Yerushalayim, will be Zoche is Yizkev Yireh in the future, that they will one day merit seeing the Binyan HaBeis HaMikdash. Not that they are right now. What are we seeing right now? Why is Zoche in the Hove? Why is Zoche in the present tense? It should be in the future tense, that if I am mourning Yerushalayim properly, in the future tense, I will be Zoche to see Yerushalayim be rebuilt. And he asks a further question, and he's going to come to answer both. He asks a further question, that Tisha B'Av is a Moed, and therefore we don't say tachanun, right? We're going to get to the halacha. That we don't say tachanun, but it's some sort of, it's a moed, it's considered like a day of a happy day. That's a pella. What moed? There's no korban. There was nothing before. So what exactly is going to be changing? Chassam Sofer gives a beautiful answer. He says, when we really analyze this, if think about it, the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed for over 2,000 years. Klal Yisrael and Am Yisrael have not had a Beis HaMikdash. Isn't it amazing, he says, how we're still every year crying over the Beis HaMikdash? Every year we're still coming and crying over the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't say this, but there's the famous story that's said about Napoleon that he walked by a shul on Tisha B'Av. He was hearing bitter crying. And he was wondering what is going on with this horse ragged. They were going off a certain road and they heard crying coming out of a shul. And he says, go in there and find out what's going on. Why are they crying so bitterly? What's going on over there? Hundreds of people are crying together. So they go in, and the agent of Napoleon goes into one of the shuls over there, and they ask, why are you guys all crying? And they say, because our temple was destroyed. So they go out and tell Napoleon, the temple was destroyed. Napoleon says, what temple? I run the whole world. I know what's going on. I've never heard of a temple being destroyed. So he says, sends the messenger back in, says, go back in there and ask them, what temple are they talking about? So he goes back in, the messenger goes back and asks the Jew in charge, he says, what temple are you guys mourning? The Napoleon, the general, the king, he wants to know what's going on. So he said, the temple that was destroyed 2,000 years ago, we're mourning it. And even Napoleon remarked, if they're still mourning something 2,000 years ago, it clearly is very close to their hearts, as if it happened very recently. And a similar nakuda, Lahavdil, the Chassam Sofer Mamash has a similar idea about that story, and he says that not only is it amazing that 2,000 years we're still in a state of mourning over the Beis HaMikdash, but we know that when it comes to a mace, someone who Rechman al Atzlan dies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Hashem tells us, that a mace is nishtach min alev. And a mace is eventually you're going to forget about a mace. That's why you only have avelus for a parent. The person only has avelus for a year. That's it. You don't a misalba for the rest of your life. That's why it's said when a parent passes away, because after that the Gemara's lashon is a mace of nishkach min aleiv. The fact that we constantly every single year anew are mourning the Beis Hamikdash, he says the Chassam Sofer, that shows that it never died. It's still alive with us. It's still with us. The lashon is ein mekablin tchumen al chai. We don't accept consolement for a chai. The famous idea why Yaakov was never able to be consoled. Rashi tells us over there, why couldn't Yaakov Avinu get consoled? Like, why wasn't he consoled? Why wasn't he getting better? Because Yosef was really still alive. You never have tchumen al chai. You never can have comfort over a live person. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Beis Hamikdash is alive and well when a person is mourning over it. It shows that you're not mekabel tchumen. You're not mekabel that tchumen al chai, the comfort, because we still believe that it still has the opportunity to be rebuilt. And therefore, the Chassam Sofer says that when a person recognizes the time period that we're in, recognizes that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, recognizes that we're in Gullus, and recognizes all of that, and he comes to mourn it, then he already is Zocha. He already recognizes part A, he's going to see the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, because that shows that the Beis Hamikdash is alive and well in his body and in being in his flesh. The Beis Hamikdash is alive and coming. And that's why the Lashon of the Gemara is Meduyak. It's the Lashon Hove. It's the Lashon of, it's not a passive Lashon, it's not a past, it's in the present, because you presently are recognizing Yerushalayim. And he says also, that's the Nechama Gedola. That's the Nechama Gedola on Tisha B'Av that we should recognize. A little bit of the, again, it's a terribly sad day. But the Nechama is that when we recognize how sad it is, recognize what we're missing, that already is the process for rebuilding. And he says that's a Moed Gadol, because if we realize what's going to happen, what we're missing, that already is a reason for a Moed. That's a reason for a Simcha. That's why it's called a Moed, because it's going to be a Moed already now. We recognize it. We're not saying Tachanun already on Tisha B'Av, because we recognize by mourning, we're already bringing about that level of eventually having the comfort. So Be'ez Hashem, when we get into this halachas, we are going to have a Nechama. We're going to be Hoveh, bringing about the Zochev and Simchas Yerushalayim. And Emir Teshev, these halachas B'chlal aren't going to be, as I mentioned, they should be halachas. We should learn them, and as a Hashem, we're not going to have to practice them, because we're going to have already Shivasar Batamas, a wonderful Yom Tov. Have a great day. As a Hashem, we'll start tomorrow with the actual halachas of getting married and the Isserim of the 3 weeks. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow.